Hey, I'm Jeff Cohen. Everything you hear on WNPR, from local news and talk shows to the national programs you love, is made possible because of listener support. You make it happen. You give the radio its signal, the computer its stream, the smartphone its podcast. You make it so we can reach you wherever you are. We love that you listen, but we also need your dollars. Go to WNPR.org and click on Donate in the upper right-hand corner. Thanks for helping out.
This is Where We Live. I'm Lucy Nalbathanchel. What does the future hold for students and staff at Connecticut's 17 state colleges and universities? Now, earlier this month, CSCU President Mark Ojakian unveiled a consolidation plan for the state's 12 community colleges and four universities. That's because the system faces a $38 million deficit next year. It's expected to grow in the following years. Ojakian told WNPR earlier this month his plan avoids laying off faculty or shutting down campuses. Instead, it consolidates administrative functions at the colleges and state universities and changes management at the 12 community colleges. And the body that governs the higher ed system, the Board of Regents, agreed with Mr. Ojakian's plan, voting in approval. So what happens next? Today's show, we wanted to hear from you, the students, the staff, the faculty at these colleges and universities, and our other listeners, you can chime in as well, considering Connecticut's ongoing budget issues. Is this consolidation plan the best way forward? If you work or study at the state's colleges and universities, even with this consolidation plan, do you worry there will be future cuts to faculty or that campuses will close? Join the conversation, 860-275-7266. You can email where we live at WNPR.org. Find us on Facebook and Twitter at Where We Live. Now, President Ojakian is here in studio with us to take your questions and comments, but I wanted to first turn to education reporter at the Hartford Courant, Kathleen Meegan. Thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Nice to be here, Lucy.
Yeah, you're a longtime education reporter. You've been covering this since President Ojakian released the plan to faculty, and then it was voted on by the Board of Regents. But there's a development in the story. It has to do with staff at Central Connecticut Community College, State University, rather. Tell us about that.
Yes. The Faculty Senate at Central Connecticut State University are very opposed to the plan that President Ojakian is pursuing, and they're planning to take a vote of no confidence in the regents and in President Ojakian on Monday because they have a lot of concerns about the plan. They feel like it was developed with a lack of consultation with the faculty. They don't like certain aspects of the plan, which call for centralizing administrative services, like things like purchasing or financial aid or human resources, which President Ojakian is proposing to achieve some economy of scale, but the professors feel that there could be some loss of services for students on campus and professors, some loss of quality on campus with that sort of thing. They're also very concerned about the proposal to consolidate leadership in community colleges and have sort of one centralized management office, perhaps, for the community colleges. They feel that that could cause a lot of problems with accreditation and other issues on community college campuses. So they've decided to take this vote on Monday.
President Ojakian, how do you respond to these concerns, especially this upcoming vote on Monday from faculty, where they're not only saying that they're voting on no confidence in you and the Board of Regents, but they're even saying they don't even want to participate in the process to implement this plan?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on this morning. And I've been watching these developments very closely. I have been out since we announced the strategies. And let me be very clear. This isn't a plan. There's two strategies that I propose that the Board of Regents has endorsed. The plan will come as part of a planning process that we're hoping to have participation from all stakeholders on campuses. This is something, Lucy, I've been talking about for at least a year. We put the work groups together, made up of faculty and staff at all of the institutions, to try to see if we could achieve those administrative economies of scale. And people worked very hard on those. The product that came out of those was very good, but it only saved $5 million over 2 years. We have a much bigger problem. I've been out at town halls every single day. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to be in Danbury this morning, but had a flat tire. So that's how you got stuck with me here. I'm hearing from a lot of folks on campus that they want to be part of this process. We rolled out the two strategies with a focus on teaching, on learning, and preserving and enhancing student services. So faculty is not impacted. Academic programs are not impacted by these two strategies. Now, I have a list 4 pages long of people who want to participate at the campus level. So I am ready, willing, and able to include whoever wants to be part of the process to develop the final plan to be on those teams. I can't speak to why individual groups are going to do what individual groups are going to do. I would just point out that we have a very serious financial problem in our system, very serious financial problem in our state, and unless we take some corrective action to eliminate our structural deficit, we're going to continue to impact the services and the education we provide to our students.
When you say there are problems, not enough revenue, not enough people enrolled in the state colleges and university system?
That's correct. Enrollment has declined, which means that tuition revenue is down. We have to always consider tuition as part of the equation. But as I travel to all these schools, students constantly look at me and say, why are you raising our tuition? Isn't there some other way that you could achieve cost savings so it wouldn't be put on our back? That's why I've titled this initiative Students First, because I really believe that everybody needs to refocus their attention on what is in the best interest of our students. I'm trying to do the most responsible thing possible to achieve savings over a 2-year period.
We should add, though, and Kathleen Meegan again is here, the education reporter for the Hartford Courant. The Board of Regents didn't just approve the strategy that President Ojakian put in place earlier this month, but also there are going to be tuition hikes.
That's right. They are they're increasing tuition. They approved a 2-year plan to increase tuition 4% in each of the next 2 years for state university students and 2.5% in each of the next 2 years for community college students, which I know, as President Ojakian is explaining it, with their deficit situation for next year, they felt that they couldn't ignore tuition as they tried to figure out how to close the budget gap. And part of the issue, too, is, of course, that enrollment has dropped 12% over the last 10 years. And state funding has gone down. So I think they're in a situation where they feel like they need to look at a lot of ways to raise revenue.
And if I could just comment quickly, mm-hmm. the percentage of state support has declined. And especially in our community colleges where right now they have 60% of their funding comes from the state. And as that continues to drop, that means that they are in a much more difficult financial position than ever. So you have options you need to consider. Closing campuses is an option that people have proposed. I do not want to close campuses. I don't think that's in the best interest of students that already have a difficult time getting to school.
Well, I wanted to bring in a faculty voice now. On the phone is Stephen Adair, professor of sociology at Central Connecticut State University, also vice chair of the Faculty Advisory Committee to the Board of Regents for Higher Ed. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Now, unless I misunderstood President Ojakian, he said that this strategy he's come up with should not come as a surprise to faculty. What is your reaction to this consolidation strategy that he has brought up?
Well, we certainly knew that there was some kind of plan that was going to come forward. And at the March Board of Regents meeting, there was certainly all of the indications that something kind of big was going to be coming in April, though we had no understanding of any specifics at all other than that. And it was 2 days before the Board of Regents, maybe three, before the Board of Regents meeting on April 6th that we had any details at all. The only details really that we had was a PowerPoint presentation, and it simply announced the goals. It didn't specify anything in terms of what that process would be. So, the particular goals that are part of the strategies were new to us and surprising.
So what are your main concerns beyond there not being details, as you say? It looks like the community college system is definitely getting more of a brunt of these changes with possible reduced management or whether there'll be regional managers per se versus each president for 12 community colleges. But as a faculty member at Central Connecticut, President Ojakian says he's not looking to cut faculty. So what are your main concerns?
Yeah, do we recognize and appreciate the efforts to maintain faculty lines, but the overall plan is really one of administrative consolidation. It really goes from a kind of federal system where each institution controls its own vital functions to a centrally controlled one, where virtually all administrative functions that provide the basis for revenues and finance and financial aid and personnel will all be controlled inside of a central bureaucracy. So I think faculty here are concerned about their ability to be able to create innovation on our campuses, create new programs, and, you know, do our own kinds of assessments for how we can improve our institutions.
This isn't the first time there has been a big change within state higher ed. In 2011, the system was merged. Stephen, you were also a professor back then. And what was promised then when that the merger happened in terms of cost savings, in terms of how the system works, that you felt has not been met?
Well, I mean, I suppose there were a lot of intentions at work in the consolidation in 2011, and there may have been very modest savings in the consolidations of the central administrations of the two systems. This particular change, I think, is much larger in terms of the impact and the consequences that are being proposed. And yet it has been done with virtually no public input, really no opportunity for anybody to provide a voice and raise questions. As even to this day, we have no understanding of what the details are. The plan costs presumably will save $41 million. That's obviously going to involve significant reductions in the numbers of employees. We don't know who those employees will be, how the jobs that they did before will be accommodated, or what kinds of changes in those services will take place. So I think the concern that's being expressed in the Faculty Senate is to try to slow this down a little bit, because everything is coming at 100 miles an hour, and every day we seem to learn new details about presumably what the plan entails.
President Ojakian, can you respond again? This strategy that you came up with, the Board of Regents voted on it soon after it was announced to the university and college system. Do you feel like you've moved too fast?
I don't feel like we've moved too fast at all. First of all, I don't think we have the luxury of not moving in an expedient way, because every month that goes by, especially when a new fiscal year is approaching, the deficit gets worse and gets worse and gets worse. So I think we all need to collectively understand the seriousness of the fiscal issues that we're facing. I've had over the past year many conversations with many groups about the need to consolidate or integrate administrative functions so we don't have to make cuts in faculty. We don't have to affect student services. And so this is not an attempt to remove the autonomy of institutions, but isn't there a way that we can look at achieving an economy of scale, or using the state's bulk purchasing power, the system's bulk purchasing power, for example, to save money? The fact that each institution purchases their goods and services separately should be examined. So this was intended to start the discussion, to set savings targets, to invite everybody to the table to figure out how that plan would look in the end. And so I am inviting everybody who wants to participate. If I had wanted to develop a plan and submit a plan, I would have done that. But I thought it was important to set out a direction, set out a savings target I thought was a responsible savings target to try to avoid layoffs. As you may have just seen, the administration has notified the executive branch agencies that they're preparing layoff notices. I am not. So we can have a conversation about how we get to the goal, but until we realize that we have to do something to trim our costs, we're never going to be in a position to continue to serve students in the way that they deserve to be served.
You bring up the administration. Governor Malloy is negotiating with unions right now for certain concessions. If those concessions are not met, we're talking millions of dollars. Right now, you're not bringing up layoffs or closing campuses, but that's still a possibility down the road.
I have been nothing but honest to everybody that I have spoken to. Town halls, faculty advisory meetings, I've met with faculty senate leaders, I've met with union leaders, I meet with people all the time. And what I say to them is my preference is not to lay people off.
I want to just bring up something very quickly. We're getting a tweet from a listener when you're talking about no student impact. If you're consolidating administrative functions, you mentioned purchasing. What about HR? What about financial aid where students need that information? We know it's complicated. If they're in Naugatuck and maybe the regional office is way over in Central and they can't get there, how do you help these students get the information?
Let me dispel the misinformation that we're looking to remove functions from campuses. We are not. We are looking to find a better way of supplying that function across 17 institutions. So let's talk about, and as a matter of fact, in my strategy, my system office shrinks by 13%. So people are not going to be moving into Hartford to come work for me. My office is also going to be leaner. But let's talk about financial aid for a minute and financial aid processing.
Quickly, we have to take a break. Quickly.
Okay. Is I want to find a way that we can integrate the processing of applications so that the resources that are on the campuses can better serve the students directly. They're not typing information into a database. They're actually interacting with students.
This is Where We Live. I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. That's President Mark Ojakian. He leads the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities. We're talking about changes within the state higher education system. I want to thank Stephen Adair. He teaches at Central Connecticut State University, also faculty advisory committee member to the Board of Regents. We want to hear from the community. If you work at one of the state colleges and universities, if you're a student, what do you think will happen in the next months with looking at the consolidation of operations at the state higher education system, possible management changes. The number 860-275-7266. We'll be back after the break. This is Where We Live. I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. Today we're focusing on changes at Connecticut's community colleges and state universities to deal with a $38 million deficit next year, even more years later. The Board of Regents for Higher Education has approved a consolidation plan put forth by Mark Ojakian, the president of the state's higher ed system. He's in studio with us, as well as education reporter for the Hartford Current, Kathleen Meegan. The plan to consolidate management at the 12 community colleges and streamlining administrative functions at the colleges and four state universities is not sitting well with all faculty and staff. Today we want to hear from you. Do you work or study at Connecticut community colleges and universities? Do you support this plan? Will the projected savings be enough to avoid future cuts to faculty or closing campuses in the future? Join the conversation, 860-275-7266. Find us on Facebook and Twitter at Where We Live. Also joining the conversation right now on the phone is Del Cummings, chemistry professor at Naugatuck Valley Community College. He's a member of the Faculty Advisory Committee to the Board of Regents. Del, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Lucy. I'm glad I can join you.
So from the community college perspective, tell us about your reaction to the consolidation of administrative functions, looking at changing management of the 12 community colleges.
Yeah, it's kind of a parallel situation that even your radio station is experiencing. I mean, in the previous hour, Colin McEnroe was saying that, hey, we want to continue local programming, but it costs money, and obviously, you know, that's what you need to do to survive. Well, the community colleges have always prided themselves on in the equivalent local programming, and you know some of the push is to maybe lose some of that. I mean, if we're going to, let's say the radio station is judged by how many dollars it costs for a minute of airtime, you know, it's going to be tough for you guys to compete with local programming. We see the same potential problem. In other words, if we're going to be judged solely on the dollars per student it costs for us to educate them, you know, local quality education doesn't have a chance against, you know, some centralized method of delivery that loses that local element.
And Del, what are you hearing from students?
I think the students right now, you know, these students are struggling, and you know, they're worried about, you know, you're surviving. They're worried about paying their bills. They're worried about coming to class. You know, it's they're close to the edge, and they're a very vulnerable population. Unfortunately, many of them don't have the time to examine some of these bigger picture issues. They're close to the edge.
And how would you say the community college system is doing in terms of meeting students' expectations, helping them get to graduate, to get that job?
Well, it's a mix. Certainly, we do a good job in some areas. Certainly, there's room for improvement in others. I'm hoping that some of the students call in and give you their perspective. But your job is never done. You always can do better, and so that's what, you know, most of us as faculty, we keep trying.
President Ojakian, you know, you've gone around the media circuit when the strategy came up before the Board of Regents voted to explain, you know, why you feel like these changes need to happen. But when we look at the performance of community colleges and the outcomes for their students, where else can the system improve?
Well, I think what we're trying to have a discussion about is when you have financial troubles, and I understand that, you know, the dollar shouldn't drive everything, but in the end, you need to pay your bills. And when you look at the dwindling state support for public higher education, and especially for community colleges, which I believe are kind of the backbone of public higher education in our state, we need to try to find a different way of managing that operation so that it doesn't impact students, so that there's more student advisors on campuses, so that there's more student financial aid advisors on those campuses. So when you look at the options, one of the options, and I've heard this up at the General Assembly as well, is to close campuses. Now, I happen to believe that the student population that the community colleges serve, and they serve them well, are the most vulnerable. These are students, single parents. These are students who have no transportation, who maybe take 3 buses to get to school, then have to go to work. This is Connecticut. These are Connecticut's working families. And so if we close a campus, as some have suggested I consider, then what do you do with that student population? They don't have an opportunity then to go to school. So the disenfranchised become the forgotten. And that's not what I'm going to do. I listen and talk to students all of the time, and they are looking for my help in trying to find a way that they can stay on their campus and continue to get the great quality education and the great faculty. Faculty do a great job on our community college campuses.
I want to take a quick call before break. Wayne from Manchester's on the line. Wayne, go ahead.
Yes. Hello. This is Wayne Bach. I'm a professor of business at Eastern Connecticut State University. And as a professor of business, my experience has been, both personally and in research, that consolidations and centralizations of functions almost always overpromise and underdeliver. And when I look at the strategy that Mr. Ojakian has laid out for, I think, about $41 million in targeted savings, I see no data and no analysis that backs up those targets as realistic.
All right, Wayne, I'm going to have
simply back of the envelope guesses.
Good question and comment. President Ojakian, can you address Wayne's concern? We've heard this from others that projected savings by consolidating is. Where's the hard proof that this could happen?
Well, first of all, we didn't arrive at these savings targets by, you know, back of the envelope or cocktail, you know, napkin analysis. We have a very bright and hardworking financial area led by my CFO, who came up with these estimates based on what we thought we could achieve in terms of, for example, bulk purchasing power of our purchasing components and other ways to achieve those savings. Now they're targets and they're strategies. And what I'm looking for are people who want to be part of the solution to help develop the final plan. Now, this is a two-year process, two-year implementation with savings targets set for the end of the second year, with the financial model being one that says in year three, fiscal 2020, for once we will have more revenue than expenditures. So we can put money back into the campuses for more full-time tenure track faculty, more student support services, and how about for once having a discussion about not raising tuition at all? I don't have all the answers. I don't pretend to have all the answers, which is why I'm looking for people to participate on these teams.
We're getting a tweet from a listener, Chad, who writes, there are many student workers. If services where they work get consolidated off their campus, this will directly affect students.
Absolutely not. We are not moving people from the campus to Hartford. All of the services, all of the functions will remain on those campuses. Student workers will not be impacted by this at all.
Del Cummings, I wanted to go back to you again. Naugatuck Valley chemistry professor, faculty advisor to the Board of Regents for Higher Education. What do you see as a better way forward?
Well, I think, you know, I've come from the private sector as well, and there's been situations where, you know, cutbacks were required. And I guess when there's a void that's created in management, you can go one of two ways. You can either have those decisions now be made by higher up folks or have those decisions made by lower folks. And I guess I'm kind of waiting to see which way we go. If you empower the people on the front lines and have them make more of the decisions, you spend less time in meetings and you're better to address problems quicker and more efficiently. So I'm waiting with bated breath to see where these decisions will eventually be made, you know, a couple of years from now.
And Del, we're going to have to hit break. We want to thank you again from Naugatuck Valley Community College. This is Where We Live. I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. President Marco Jakian from the Connecticut State Colleges University System is here. We're talking about changes in the higher ed system. We're going to take more of your calls after the break, but it's also WNPR's Spring Pledge Drive. If you appreciate these kinds of conversations, support WNPR and Where We Live. Here's how. This is Where We Live. I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. Today we've been talking about how the state higher ed system hopes to save millions by consolidating administrative functions at state colleges and universities, even reducing management at the 12 community colleges. But what do students think? Joining the conversation now is Holly Palmer, chair of the Student Advisory Committee. She's a senior at Charter Oak State College, and she sits on the Board of Regents as well as a voting member. Holly, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Tell us about your reaction to President Ojakian's strategy to save money because enrollment is declining, because state aid or state resources to the system has been declining. Is this the best way forward?
I think so, yeah. To be honest with you, we've looked at some of the other options. We had there were some cuts that took place last year that affected student services. And so really what the students on the SAC said this year is we need our student services to be able to graduate. And I think President Ojakian heard that from us. And so when he put together a plan, he looked to find one that was not going to be as impactful to students. And I feel like that's what this plan brings.
Why do you think there is pushback?
I think change is hard. I think change is hard all the time, and it can be scary. And so the plan as it was laid out before the Board of Regents isn't big on specifics because, as President Ojakian has said, we haven't come up with the actual plan yet. This is a strategy. And so I'm looking forward to representing students and being a part of the process to develop the actual plan so that it isn't impactful on students.
President Ojakian, I'll go back to you. I had mentioned earlier in the show the merger of the system back in 2011. You were part of that process.
Correct.
What was the goal of doing that? And were there objectives that have not been met, which is why we are here today?
Absolutely, Lucy. I think the goal of the merger was to really bring together most of public higher education in Connecticut for the benefit of the students that go to the institutions, to achieve some efficiencies across the system so we could continue to provide more services to students and the same high quality affordable and accessible education that we had always envisioned. And I think what happened is those conversations never took place. I think there were leadership issues in the past that I think detracted from a real conversation around change. And so now we have to have that conversation now. We have to have that conversation now in part because we're facing an extremely difficult financial situation in our system. But even if we had not had the financial issues we are facing now, I think we need to have a conversation about administrative cost versus student services.
I want to take some calls now. Jennifer is calling from Middletown. Jennifer, you're on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I am a mom of two sons that are currently in or entering the state of Connecticut higher education system. One is in the pre-med track at UConn. One is going to Middlesex Community College for poli-sci. Trying to sell consolidation of management as in the student's best interest is not going to work because the classes already are so big and it takes so much of an effort to see guidance, people from financial aid, even teachers. By consolidating that in one place, it's going to make it even worse and the students are going to have less access to those people. My idea is actually you should be spending more money on your system, your education system. People aren't going and they don't want to pay the tuition because the quality isn't there, because the classes are too big. If you spent more money and had a more marketable product, you would get more money from tuition because then people wouldn't look for private options versus the public options. So don't cut it. You don't get a better product by cutting it. You get a better product by investing in it.
Thank you, Jennifer, for your call. President Ajaykian, you want to respond quickly?
So Jennifer, I couldn't agree with you more that we need to invest more into our system. And I would highly recommend that you talk to your state representatives or your state senator because they are the ones that ultimately approve a budget that gives us money to spend. So they are the ones that cut the budget and then I basically have to play the hand that I am dealt. And I think what this plan, these strategies are trying to do is exactly get to your point. We have too many classes that are crowded. We have not enough financial aid individuals on campuses. We have, as a matter of fact, the ratio of academic advisors to students system-wide is one academic advisor per 849 students. So by taking a look at the administration and consolidating the management structure, the hope, the desire is to put more money back into full-time faculty to reduce the class sizes and to provide more services like the ones you're talking about. I couldn't agree with you more.
We have another student on the line. This is Mackenzie Moshella, a student at Naugatuck Valley Community College. Mackenzie, thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm not sure if you heard that parent who just called in, but she's talking about the quality of education, the fact that classes are overcrowded, tuition continues to go up. Are you getting the return for what you've invested in the system as a student?
I definitely have as a student at Naugatuck. My experience has been nothing short of amazing and personal, especially with the administration and faculty.
So what worries you about the strategy that's been put in place, that has been announced and now they're working on implementation?
I guess my concern would be with a more centralized administration that, you know, that amazing and personal experience that I've had with the dean of students, the registrar, the advisors, which for me was really new and refreshing that, students might not in the future get that same experience.
And what about the idea there that the tuition is going up?
Yeah, that's definitely a concern for me, especially as I'm looking to go from Naugatuck to Southern. And I've already spent a fortune on a private education that I'm no longer using. So I was really looking forward to having a less expensive education.
I wanted to go back to President Ajaykian now. Again, he leads the college and university system in the state of Connecticut. She was just mentioning that she hopes to graduate, move on to Southern. Is that happening enough? I mean, we're looking at, you're looking at saving money to keep the system moving forward. But
I'm just curious again, I asked this earlier about outcomes. Are we getting the necessary and the important outcomes of students graduating, getting the higher degree, and then getting jobs?
You know, Lucy, we're getting the outcomes, but we need to improve those outcomes. We need to improve our retention rates. We need to improve our graduation rates. One of the amazing things that shows the success a system can have when people work together is our transfer and articulation pathway program. We're now in 25 or 26 major areas of study. A student can transfer seamlessly from a community college to a four-year university. This is an amazing opportunity for our students. It not only provides them with the easiest access to a four-year degree, but also the most affordable, because they end up saving, I think, like $13,000 by going in this direction. And I think I appreciate the caller's point 100%. What we're trying to do, she talked about advisors, she talked about registrars, she talks about people she interacts with all the time. Sometimes there are not enough people to do that. And I'm looking at a plan that over time will allow us to put more resources into the services that she has expected and deserves.
Kathleen Meegan is here, the education reporter for the Hartford Courant. I keep bringing up tuition. Give us an idea. How much does it cost to go to a community college versus a state school?
A community college versus a state university, you mean?
Yes.
So a community college, actually, you may actually know the actual figures, Mark. It's something like $10,000 or so in tuition for the state universities.
The
and
state
like
universities is about,
like 3,
about 10,000, about 4,000
yeah.
Some for the community college
students. And it's going up $403 per year for the state university students, up $104 per year for the community college students, plus this fee for certain courses that's going to be imposed,
correct.
$100
you know,
per
and the,
art class.
The interesting thing about that, too, and I think I mentioned this during the break, is that when I made a decision to propose less of an increase than had been previously proposed in the past few years, there were many administrators on campuses that were upset with me because that meant less revenue, right? And when you're running a campus, it's about revenue and expenditures as well as a high quality education.
Can I just add one little thing that I think some I've heard from community college people is they're concerned that the plan unfairly impacts community colleges, because this huge amount, $28 million, is being cut from community college budgets, while $13 million is being cut across all the campuses. And they fear that community colleges attract poorer students, more minority students, percentage-wise, and that that they're unfairly shouldering the burden here.
Well, I mean, to respond to that, I think what I mentioned earlier is that 60% of the funding for community colleges comes from state support. And as that continues to go down, the community colleges find themselves in a more precarious financial situation. We have campuses that do very well, and we have campuses that have had to dip into their reserves because their expenditures have exceeded the amount of money that they're able to bring in. And so we need to be very careful about how we move forward so that all the students can continue to go to those institutions. Closing libraries during the weekend or at night, or closing a campus on the weekend, I mean, how is that helpful to students who want to succeed, especially our most disadvantaged students?
I want to take some more calls now before we head to break. Elizabeth's calling from Mansfield. Elizabeth, you're on the show.
Good morning. To me, the community colleges are very, very important to the young people in this state. They're extremely important. To me, Mr. Ojakian has presented a very sensible strategy which faculty and employees should support, at least until they know what it's all about. When I hear the faculty saying, we don't know what's in it, we don't know anything about it, well, it is a strategy. I think it has been presented very sensibly. And when I listen to the faculty comments you've had, it sounds to me like typical public employee union whining. I say support the strategy. We need the community colleges.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth. And we're almost out of time, but I wanted to go back to Holly Palmer. Mm-hmm. She's in studio with us as well. She's a senior at Charter Oak State College, was also part of the system, but that's not impacted at all by this
The consolidation of things like IT and HR is going to impact everybody. So, yes, it is going to be impacted.
So as a student, are you concerned that there's also this other element, which is the budget negotiations happening between the legislature and the governor and the unions, and what is it going to mean? I mean, this all sounds great when President Ajaykian says he doesn't want to close any campuses,
right.
He doesn't want to cut faculty, impact student services, but there's still a lot of unknowns.
Absolutely, and yeah, it is a scary time right now to be in the system, which is why I think we need to act now, which is why I think we can't spend 2 years studying with, you know, a giant committee of how we're going to we need to make changes now or we're not going to have a system left. You know, tuition is going to be so high, people are not going to be able to afford it. So I really, having heard from students, we really want to make sure we don't disproportionately impact the students who are at higher risk, which could happen if we don't all get involved, if we don't all remain part of the process.
President Ajaykian, before we go, I wanted to bring it back because Holly mentioned, you know, we don't have a lot of time to implement these changes.
Right.
So, again, the Board of Regents approved your strategy. You're working on bringing people to the table to help implement this by July 1. Tell us about that.
Well, we've put out an invitation for people to participate in the planning teams. In the functional areas that we've identified. And we hope to have those by May 1st. And we will start a planning process. Everything is not going to be done by July 1st. We have to start the process and we have to move sort of aggressively to make sure that we can meet the fiscal needs that we are going to be up against. Now, some things are going to be easier because we've done a lot of work as part of our working groups that I started over a year ago with representatives of all the constituencies, and some are going to be more difficult. But we don't have the luxury of waiting, you know, for the summer to end, waiting for the new term to start. We have to start now.
I want to thank President Mark Ajaykian. He leads the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities system. Thank you for coming in.
It's always a pleasure to be here, but now I have to go fix my flat tire.
We appreciate your time. Also, for some context, education reporter for the Hartford Current, Kathleen Meegan.
Thank you, Lucy. It's fun.
And Mackenzie Moshella called in from Naugatuck Valley Community College. Thank you, Mackenzie, for giving us some of your time. And also Holly Palmer, who is a senior at Charter Oak State College. We thank you for coming in as well.
Thank you.
I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. This is Where We Live. If you appreciate these kinds of conversations about what's happening in our state, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, we ask you for your support, too. Here are two of my colleagues to tell you how. And thanks so much to producer Jeff Tyson, Lydia Brown, and technical producer Kion Wolfe.